And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How have you survived the past week in the heat?
It was pretty brutal.
Pretty brutal here in Washington over the past week, but getting better, getting better. A lot of people working on a challenge you gave last week. It was about the name Prominent News Anchor. So why don't you repeat the challenge and where you found it?
Well, it came from listener and crossword constructor Peter Gordon. And I said, take the first and last names of a prominent news anchor, 9 letters total, rearrange them to get the last name of a person who was prominently in the news recently. Who is it?
You know how many news anchors have 9 letters in their name? Did you know that going
that's
into
uncanny,
it?
That's uncanny, huh?
It is uncanny. What was your answer?
Well, the answer is Dan Rather, and you can rearrange that to get Earnhardt, as in auto racer Dale Earnhardt, who, of course, was the one killed in the tragic crash a few months ago, or his son, Dale Jr., who is also a racing champion.
Well, I think a lot of people were puzzled by this. We received only 160 total entries. I think folks are taking advantage of the summertime lull. Almost all of them were correct answers, so our randomly chosen winner is Gene Kruckmeyer, and he joins us from Orlando, Florida. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Leanne.
Did I pronounce your last name properly?
Yes.
Excellent. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
Well, normally I do these in collaboration with my wife, Nancy, or my friend Ryan, and this week we turned the answer in just before the deadline on Thursday.
Oh, really? So it took a while.
Yes.
It was tough. There were a lot of 9-letter. I mean, I think Matt Lauer is 9
Yeah,
letters.
We had about 4.
Yeah. What do you do there in Orlando?
I'm a wire editor at the Orlando Sentinel, and I teach a news reporting class at the University of Central Florida.
Ooh, and do you like puzzles?
Yes, I'm better at some of them than others, so I hope this is an easy one.
We all are. We're all better at even Will is better at some than at others, right, Will?
This is true.
All right. Will, what do you have for Gene and me and everyone listening to play today? And meet Gene.
Hi, Gene. I'm going to give you a clue for a 5-letter word. Move the first 2 letters to the end. You'll get a new word that answers my second clue. For example, if I said, like a rainbow, you would say arced, A-R-C-E-D. Move the A-R to the end, and you get cedar, which would answer the second clue, hard wood. All right? Number 1, brass or bronze.
Mm-hmm.
And your second clue is faithful. So what is brass or bronze? 5 letters, brass or bronze.
You got me, Leanne, you're going to have to help me.
Okay, metal.
Well, and it's not just a metal, but a combination of metals, which would make it a...
oxide. No, I don't know.
You're thinking too hard.
I am thinking too hard.
What do you call a metal that's made of 2 or more components?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll move right along.
Moving right along.
One is alloy.
Oh, it's
A-L-L-O-Y.
Right.
Okay. Move the A-L to the end and you get
and loyal.
Or faithful.
Yes. Oh, it's a great clue, Will. It really is.
And remember, you can always work backward. If you get the second word, you can move the last 2 letters to the start.
Right.
To get the first one.
Right.
All right. Number 2. At no time. It's your first clue, and your second clue is author Jules.
It's Verne.
Yeah.
Yes. Move the N-E to the...
Never
and Verne is correct.
Okay.
The I of IV... and a means of commuting.
Train.
Intra and train. Excellent. Viewpoint. And to find out. Viewpoint, especially as a writer or reporter might have.
Mm. Leanne, I need you.
Angle.
Angle, yes.
A-N-G-L-E. Move it. Glean.
Glean is to find out. Excellent. Subject of a lawsuit, and a famous lawyer.
A famous lawyer.
Famous lawyer in 5 letters.
Leanne, these are a lot tougher. These aren't the ones I wanted to do.
Oh, no. All right, famous lawyer. What was the first clue?
A subject of a lawsuit. And I'll give you a more helpful clue if you write something wrong and defamatory about somebody.
Libel.
Libel, yes. And the lawyer is?
Belli.
Yes,
oh,
Belli is correct. Sunday dinner and a Houston ball player.
Sunday dinner.
A big piece of meat. What would that be?
A roast.
Yes, it's a roast.
Astro.
Houston Astro is right. A fancy home and a Bellini opera.
Boy.
And for fancy home, think of a fancy English home on a big estate.
A manor?
Yes.
Manor turns into...
Norma.
Norma.
Norma's right. Norma. Bellini opera. Excellent. A little culture this morning.
Thank you.
How about a comment in parentheses? And your second clue is thoughts.
Ideas. Aside
yes.
ideas.
Oh, very
aside
good.
Aside and ideas. That was fast. And your last one, Mississippi, for example. And an event on Bikini.
River?
Uh-huh, but it's... River is a good first guess, but what else is it? One of the 50.
Oh, state.
State is right. And what happens when you move the ST to the end?
Eight. Oh, a test.
A test. An A test. Oh. Atomic test on Bikini.
Gene?
Nice job.
Oh, Gene?
Now, Will said these were going to be easy.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And they were hard, weren't they? You know, I'm really glad you were there because I think between us, we actually were able to do this. The ones that I didn't get, you did. The ones that you didn't get, I did. So we worked together
well,
as a great team.
Thanks for helping, Leanne.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Well, we're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. We're going to send you our weekend edition lapel pin, our new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Random House, the Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the mind twisters you've heard on this radio program. What's your public radio station?
We listen to WUCF from the University of Central Florida.
That's great. Gene Kruckmeyer in Orlando, Florida. Thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, Will, something for everyone to work on.
Yes, this week's challenge is one more example from today's on-air puzzle. Name a well-known international food in five letters. Move the first two letters to the end. The result will be another well-known international food in five letters. What foods are these? And these are both foods that originated overseas but are now popular in the United States and around the world. So again, a well-known international food in five letters. Move the first two letters to the end to get another well-known international food. What foods are these?
Okay. When you know, let us know. Put that answer down on a postcard. Mail it to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle. National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening telephone numbers. We'll call you if you're our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.